All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall. Exclusively on All Business Media.
Hello and welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here at ABM FM, where it's all business all the time. Today on the show from London, UK, we have the co-owner of Keyum Therapy. You can check out their website at www.keyumtherapy.com. That's K-I-O-M therapy.com. Please join me in welcoming to the show Natalie Tulu. Hi, Natalie. Thanks for coming on today.
Hi. No worries. Thanks for having me.
So, tell us about Keyum Therapy. What exactly is it? Because I'm not too sure.
Well, Keyum Therapy is a hands-on physical rehabilitation therapy, which integrates a number of different techniques, including massage, point work, stretching, and energy healing. All with an aim to release physical and emotional trauma in the body and to lower the body's internal vibration so that all internal processes can function better. We treat a number of different injuries and conditions. We have clients who've suffered injuries from impacts, accidents, or stress-related problems.
All right, that sounds good to me. So what are some of the typical or more common ailments or issues you're dealing with? Who is Keyum really really good for? Who can benefit from it?
Well, the great thing about Keyum therapy is that it's really multiple treatments in one go. We treat the physical, we treat the internal and the energetic body. So we have people who suffer from multiple conditions, and we're able to treat multiple conditions at once. So anything from whiplash, scoliosis, neck sprain, frozen shoulder, sciatica, jaw injury. We also treat people with low energy levels, mental clutter, lack of breath. We treat a lot of people who suffer from anxiety and stress-related injuries.
Quite diverse.
Yeah, it's very diverse because most of these conditions have physical symptoms, and we start there and then we work with everything holistically in order to make structural changes in the body and then maintain those changes. We have some people who come in for a massage. We like to call it an MOT for the body, but something that I think maybe is just an English term. I don't know what you guys call it in America, but you know, you would go and get your car checked out once a year, and why not maintain, maintain your body? So that's what we kind of call it.
Okay, so before I ask you about your approach and the work you're doing, tell me how you first got into Keyum. Where did your journey begin to becoming a practitioner?
I suppose the background of Keyum Therapy, it was developed by Aglaya Hernandez, who was a professional dancer and suffered in a car crash, suffered injuries, and received physical therapy, some good, some not so good, and decided to study massage and became and sports therapy and acupressure. She studied traditional Chinese medicine and Reiki and different other energy medicine techniques, and that became Keyum Therapy, which is an energetic vibrational massage. That's where it sort of started from. I was actually a client of Aglaya's. As a teenager, I really suffered from anxiety, and I played a lot of sports, and it made me realize just how much the two were connected, the physical injury that I originally came in for and actually the physical symptoms of anxiety which I was suffering from. I've had a very long relationship with her, and we both have very similar passions, and I suppose I sort of fell into it. I traveled a lot, and massage was a great way to exchange along the road, and I was able to experience a lot of different therapies and meet amazing people who are doing very, very different things around the world. And Aglaya accredited the therapy. It got accredited here in London, and I think I was just at the right place at the right time. She trained me up, and I just got more and more into it, and more into the healing arts, I suppose.
Very cool, very cool. So what can someone expect at their first Qiyam consultation or their first meeting? Where do you kick things off?
Well, Qiyam therapy is very much client-orientated. We consult, we observe, and we deduce a treatment plan for that person. It's extremely different for everybody. It really depends on what their initial symptoms are, what they say. We observe the body, their posture, how they breathe, how they talk, and we really use whatever tools we can to, you know, with the aim to release that physical and emotional trauma.
Okay, so a very individualized, custom approach to everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like I say, it's very integrated with different massage techniques and point work, so, you know, be very similar to acupressure or acupuncture with fingers. So we trigger points, those kind of, that kind of point work. And Reiki is the energy medicine technique that it was originally based on. Aglaya has more of a Reiki background, whereas I studied biodynamic massage therapy, which is more about psychotherapy through touch. So we both have different backgrounds, and means that every practitioner as well is unique in how they, what they bring to the table as well. So
all right, very nice. And Natalie, we are running a bit short on time right now, so
okay,
I want to leave you an opportunity to share your contact information for those that want to reach out to you.
Yeah, you can email me at natalie@keyontherapy.com. Probably the best way to contact me. All the details are on www.keyontherapy.com as well.
Excellent. Natalie, I want to thank you one last time for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
This is the Professionals Roundtable here on All Business Media. We'll be back with more after this short break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.